Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv, Nat and Ema with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Central Queensland Hospital and Health Service has reinstated its usual full birthing services at Gladstone Hospital following the recruitment of additional obstetricians and gynaecologists. Extensive work has been undertaken to recruit qualified medical professionals to cover vacancies while also building frameworks that deliver safe and sustainable long-term solutions for expecting mothers. Minister for Health, Mental Health and Ambulance Services and Women, Shannon Fentiman, said she will continue to support those on the front line to ensure we can deliver a safe and sustainable maternity service in the future. In other local news, Professor Ian Fraser, inventor of the cervical cancer vaccine, has been appointed the Queensland Government's biomedical advisor and chair of the Translational Science Hub Statement of Cooperation Steering Committee. Professor Fraser is an internationally recognised industry leader in the biomedical field. He will work to promote Queensland's biomedical sector and encourage further investment into the Queensland biomedical ecosystem. Professor Fraser said he is honoured for the responsibility and said we should aim to make Brisbane a hub for biotech industries, building on the local expertise in basic and applied bioscience across our universities and biotech companies.
In national news, a backup computer system for Victoria's 000 service remains unsettled after 2.5 years. Call takers are experiencing software crashes, endangering communities who rely on their services. Last month's state budget allocated $9.8 million towards the update of the call taking and dispatch system for the Emergency Services Telecommunications Authority, but it will not be finalized until the end of the next financial year. In more national news, Australia's youth-led campaign Make It 16 will be having its national launch today at Parliament House. The campaign advocates to lower the voting age from 18 to 16 years old. Whilst many countries like Austria, Scotland, Wales, Argentina and Brazil have already lowered their voting age to 16, Make It 16 says it is Australia's turn. The youth-led campaign website says by lowering the voting age to 16, we're allowing more engaged voices to be heard, strengthening our democracy and helping the Australian government make better policy decisions.
And in international news, Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died in Milan, aged 86. The political figure faced prosecution more than 30 times on charges including embezzlement, false accounting and bribing a judge. Many cases failed to go to trial, sometimes due to the former Prime Minister making changes to the law under which he had been charged. The former Italian Prime Minister will be remembered for founding his conservative pro-market Forza Italia party after entering politics in late 1993. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 20 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.